please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Japanese culture. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, Japanese culture is awesome. You got animation, you got cars coming out there, all kinds of things. But yes, unfortunately, you can't kidnap one of these females and keep one as your own. Whoops, I said that out loud. Oopsie, poopsie. Yes, you're supposed to dominate women, control them, and make them your own. That's why you're supposed to come in that pussy and make her your own. Yes, that's what a man's supposed to do. But apparently we can't. Why? Because of feminism. Yay! Nope. Hopefully you got your snacks ready, friends, and we're going on a little journey. Yes, come with me, friends, and I'll take you to the wonderful world of Japan. Because these people here that we have in the rest of the world are not good to mate with. Yes, you want to fuck them, and what can you get? Nothing! Because women are fucking stupid. Yes, they do shit like this. Yeah, what the fuck's wrong with white women fucking niggers? Yes, I know white women are the pinnacle of human evolution because everyone wants to fuck them, but, you know, we got this fucking shit. But that's okay, let's check out what they're doing in Japan. They got beautiful women, not like the trash we have here. Yes, friends, you could have a yummy girl like this. Incidentally, they're also coming out with hybrids over there. You know they're gonna start mixing in animal DNA with human DNA? Yeah, so that means you could start getting yourself a cat girl waifu or something. Not one of those fucking cat femboys. I know some of those fucking faggots exist. Like Nick Francis. Fucking homo. Yeah, so probably he's a homo fucking... the wetback. I was gonna say a homo, but then I'll be calling myself a homo. I'm not gay. Yeah, I never took you no dick, but, you know, some people do. Well, we're not talking about homos. We're talking about yummy Japanese women. Yay! Well, let's play the clip.
Did you know many Japanese girls often confess first, not the guys? It's completely normal and surprisingly common.
Wow, the people over there are quiet, shy, and reserved, but the women over there start making the moves on men? Ah, that's fucking awesome. Yeah, not like the schizo women that we have here in America. Yeah, a chick starts liking you, they like hang around with you a little bit, and they disappear. It's like, what the fuck? What kind of form of fucking weird slut magic is this? But... that's the world that we live in. Well, let's continue, right?
Here, especially among younger people. That's because a lot of Japanese guys are super shy and...
so Japanese men act like women, huh? Well, you have to be shy and reserved because women do crazy shit. Oh yes, every time I'm right there doing my thing, especially at work, women start doing their fucking psyops. Yes, yesterday, well no, it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before yesterday, I was at work and then I looked up and there was a chick, she's cute, don't get me wrong, she's pretty and she's up my alley, but yeah, she likes playing games. I just looked at her and she needed help with something, I just went down and started doing my own thing. So she walked up to me and she asked for help. It wasn't heavy per se, but I helped her out and like talked to her for a little bit and sent her on her way. Then I seen her like when I was in my lunch, started lingering a bit, but I just ignored her. I was like, yeah, you're pretty and all, and I'd love to talk to you, but you're psycho. And the more beautiful you are, the psychotic, more psychotic you are, so I think I'll pass.
Reserved when it comes to love. So guess who takes the lead?
Life is pain, friends. Look at this yummy little piece of ass. Oh yes, Gonzo G even likes a little sailor suit. Oh man, I would love to take her home and do things to her fucking pussy and all kinds of dirty things. But yeah, we can have nice things. Why? Because the power of things. Yeah, the power that be, the one with big fucking noses, says no suit for you. So fuck you. Let's continue.
The girls. They'll write cute love letters or make a direct confession. A kokuhaku. I like you.
Yes, that'd be fun if more women were more straightforward and tell you their feelings instead of playing their little fucking mind games. Yeah, women are so fucking stupid. But yet, this is the stuff we have to deal with. Hopefully in the future things get better, but not before. So, strap in boys, it's gonna be a bumpy ride. Well, enjoy.
Please go out with me. There's even a special day for it. In Japan, on Valentine's Day, the roles are reversed. It's the girls who take the initiative, giving chocolate and confessing their feelings to the guys.
Yes, it would be nice if women would do romantic gestures, but unfortunately, women are the ones that are being pursued. Yes, we are the ones that pursue women. That's why women, they don't know what romance is. It falls on them. Even though they want you to be romantic, they don't know what it is. Yes, they don't understand what love is, but it is what it is. They do have the pussy, so unfortunately, that's the stuff that we want. So, yes, friends, let's keep on doing this bullshit, right? Well, let's continue.
They'll prepare special chocolates that stand out from the rest, sometimes even handmade, to show their affection.
Yes, friends, that would be awesome if a chick will bring you food and start feeding you. They say that, was it? That to get to a man's heart is through his stomach? Yes. Ah, yeah, I'm actually a good cook. Yes, very chef, culinary masterpiece. I've done this for women when you make them food, just to show them that you affect them. And guess what happens? You get a big ol' fuck in your face. So, yeah, friends, stop being romantic to women. It pretty much falls on deaf ears, just saying.
In a culture where being direct is rare, these little actions speak volumes. So in Japan, sometimes girls don't wait for the perfect moment, they create it.
Japanese women, so fucking awesome, right? Not like the stuff we have in our local area. At least here in the United States, the women here fucking suck. But yeah, over there in Japan, they got these. Yeah, I wanted to go to Japan and start doing the Japanese thing. Yeah, but over there, they started to do their immigration bullshit. So yeah, Japan is starting to be more like America. And not the good stuff, just the bad shit. But yeah, let's talk more about Japanese women. Yeah, I got another clip of a woman telling you what's the etiquette when you're with a bitch over there. Let's watch.
If you're dating with a Japanese lady, for example, you walk first.
Sorry, friends, this bitch is old. Yeah, Japanese women do look pretty, but this one you can see the miles. Can you see it? Look at her face. Yeah, but eh, I'll still fuck her. Why not?
Yeah.
Lady will step back, maybe 3 steps back. I'll walk like this way.
Really?
Behind you.
This makes no sense. You're standing right.
No, because this is why. It's because wife have to be sacrificed when somebody's stabbed from behind.
What? Hey, now Japan got even more awesome. Yeah, a woman stays behind you so she could protect you from getting stabbed in the back. Yes, now you're finding something useful for a woman to do. Yay!
At the samurai time. Yeah, that's why the behind have to be protected, right? So I have to be the sacrifice. The wife has to be the first one to sacrifice for the husband.
Hey, at least one culture is doing shit right. Yeah, sacrifice the women to protect men, because men are the ones that make society go forward.
See, in America, like, I would die for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, I would take a bullet for you.
Yeah, guy, because you're fucking stupid. What you're supposed to do is punch that chick in the face so she'll fall, and she stays behind as a distraction so you run away. Yeah, why the hell are you going to throw your life away? Don't you know he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day? So fuck the bitch. Just saying.
But you guys do stabbings, right?
Okay, okay,
we do
bullets. Okay.
I wonder what is worse, getting shot or getting stabbed? Huh. I don't know. I've been shot at before, not hit, but it's not a fun thing, but whatever. I guess if you don't use your meat dagger on me, I'll be fine with getting shot, but let's continue.
Okay.
So if an AK-47 rolled up on us, I would take like the first two shots.
Oh, okay.
You would still die.
Oh.
But I would take the first two shots.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Heart
that's so
cat.
Sweet.
How romantic, getting shot. Well, this is the kind of stuff you have to deal with, right, friends? Yeah, in Japan, at least the women are a little bit more prettier, and they're a little bit less insane than the ones we have here in the United States. Probably the same thing in your side of the fucking world. But who knows, friends? All you gotta do, just keep on moving forward, and don't really waste your time with women, because they're insane. Okay, friends? Yeah, so just do the best thing you can in life. And save your money, work on your body and your mind, because war is around the corner and I don't want you to die. Yes, we need you to build the future because everyone else is fucking gay. So fuck these bitches. Yeah, all you gotta do is just move forward, friends. Well, time for me to move forward too, so see you later, friends. Goodbye.
I saw this really cute guy at the grocery store the other day, so naturally I followed him to the checkout counter, and when he gave the cashier his credit card, I peeped it to see what his name was. And then I Googled him and found his social media profiles, and I was able to tell that he was single. So I went through his friends list and I found his mother's page. And then I looked through his mother's page and I saw that she was a member of this book club that's in my area. So I sent a request to join the book club. So I went to the book club meeting and I met his mom there. and we bonded over some books that we both liked. And she just thought I was so nice, and I brought it up randomly in conversation that I was single. And she let me know that she had a son that was single also that lived in the area, and maybe it would be cool for us to get together and chat sometime. So I gave her my number, which she gave to her son, and this morning he texted me and asked if I'd like to get together this weekend and do something. So I guess we're gonna go on a date. I'm really excited.